Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Sky Gold Limited Q4 FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Parth Patel from Orient Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Darwin. On behalf of Orient Capital, I welcome you all to Sky Gold Limited's Q4 and FY24 earnings phone call. From management side, we have Mr. Mangesh Chauhan, Managing Director Officer, Mr. Darshan Chauhan, Whole-Time Director, Mr. Mahendra Chauhan, Whole-Time Director, Mr. Jayesh Sanghvi from the finance team, and Ms. Nikita Jain, Company Secretary. I hope everyone had an opportunity to go through our investor deck and press release that we have uploaded on exchanges and the company's website. A short disclaimer I would like to mention before we begin the call. This call may contain some of the forward-looking statements, which are completely based upon our belief, opinion, and expectations as of today. The statements are not guarantee of our future performance and involve unforeseen risks and uncertainties. With this, now I hand over the call to Mr. Mangesh Chauhan. Over to you, sir.
Mr. Mangesh Chauhan, if you are speaking, sir, you are not audible.
Sorry, it was on mute. Thank you, Parth. Good evening, everybody. It's a great to have everyone here for our Q4 and FY24 earnings call. Let's dive into the detail and provide you with a comprehensive update on our business developments during the quarter. As we approach Sky Gold's 20th anniversary, we would like to share our vision for the next 20 years and beyond. We plan on becoming India's leading jewelry manufacturer that serves customers in both India and the world. Let us spend a few minutes at the outset of our presentation to share with you some of the actions we have been taking to lay the foundation for our success. We understand that this journey will not be easy, but we are working hard to achieve this objective. This is a continuing process and we will keep you updated as new developments occur. We believe there is an opportunity to create a globally leading India-based design-led jewelry manufacturer. We make lakhs of beautiful designs that delight the customer and we manufacture this product efficiently, ensuring the best quality and cost. We plan to continue our partnership with leading Indian jewelry retailers that we have nurtured over the last two decades. India's large retail jewelry chains are expanding at breakneck speed with estimates suggesting 500 new stores coming up from just five top chains in the next 3 to 5 years, which occurs well for our ambition of becoming top jewelry manufacturer. Understanding the current market dynamics of newer generation and conceptualizing the same with precision into products that live up to the expectation of our customers remain our topmost priority. We have achieved very high growth rates in large because we understand our jewelry retail customers and customer. Our large number of designers can create designs that help our jewelry retailer quickly sell the products in their respective store. Jewelry that sells in the store in South India, say in Ernakulam in Kochi, will be very different than that sells in Karol Bagh in Delhi or Andheri West in Mumbai. Our jewelry chain retail customer value the speed at which our jewelry inventories turn over at the store. We not only benefit from the traditional karigiri skill of our jewelry designers, many of whom are trained in Calcutta, but also use the latest computer-aided design technologies to ensure we make delightful jewelry that is lightweight. As corporate jewelers grow in India and the industry become more organized, there is a need for jewelry manufacturer suppliers to become equally efficient and organized. We believe Sky Gold that has moved early to become organized, professionally managed, and as well as process and quality focus will be one of the winners. We plan to grow fast and become India's leading jewelry manufacturer. However, we are committed to growing in a profitable and capital-efficient manner with high returns on capital. We have made and are continuing to make require investment in factory space, the latest manufacturing equipment, computer-aided design capability, regional and global salespeople, marketing, as well as finance, corporate governance and process controls. We firmly believe that hard work we have put into building a strong foundation will enable us to become one of the leading global jewelry manufacturers. Let us walk through each of these topics. Many of you have visited our new factory in Navi Mumbai. If you have not, I encourage you to either view our videos that showcase our facility, to contact our investor relationship team to arrange a visit. Our existing factory alone with minimal investment in capital expenditure can let us grow more than 5,000 crore in revenues. In our factory, you will see a combination of the use of the latest computer-aided designs and manufacturing combined with the traditional skill of our craftsmanship and karigars. We have hired manufacturing experts to help us to optimize the production of gold jewelry, minimizing gold loss in our manufacturing process. We are implementing the latest supply chain management software. Sales and marketing are a very important focus. Increasing scale gives us the advantage of further reducing cost as our overhead is spread over a large base. We have hired sales and marketing experts who can not only help us sell the leading jewelry in India, but also reach out of the large jewelry globally, large jewelers globally. We are creating a B2B marketing campaign that targets the leading customer in the field. You will not see us advertising in the manner of retailers that target the end customers at location which has airports or highway billboards. We focus on targeting large retailers as jewelry event in India and globally. The jewelry business is built on trust. Corporate governance is very important to us. We would be strengthening our board and team, as well as in the next few months, my focus would be on strengthening our governance standard. Our long-term aspiration can be achieved only if we have a strong foundation in governance. In line with our vision, we have acquired two entities, Star Mangalsutra Private Limited and Sparkling Chains Private Limited, are promoter-owned and private. Even though both these entities are into jewelry manufacturing, product portfolio is completely different from Sky Gold. These entities were kept separate since the design and manufacturing capabilities were different. However, considering our long current term strategy, we have acquired the private entities. The promoter do not own any private entities. Cumulatively, Sky Gold has issued 470,542 shares at an issue price of 1197, having a face value of rupees 10. The approx value would be of INR 49 crore 98 lakhs. The average price per share was arrived through SEBI standards. Apart from the stock issue, there is a cash portion in the transaction as well. Darshan Chauhan and I have lent 37.5 crore of both to both entities. These are interest-free loans. The money would be paid back as well. However, the repayment will happen only based on Sky Gold's illiquidity scenario. The cash payout for loan will not happen in a hurry. Only based on Sky Gold growth prospect, cash payout will be made. To simplify the transaction before further, the total acquisition cost is 87.5 crore, that is 49.98 crore of shares and 37.5 crore of repayable loans through cash and equity components. The acquired entities accumulatively generate 370 crore turnover and PAT of 7.5 crore. During 25, we expect the both entities to generate 600 to 650 crore of revenue and a PAT of 15 to 17 crore. So this translates to an acquisition valuation of 7 PE on FY25 and 12 XP on the trailing basis. To summarize the Sky Gold aspiration to make in Bharat for the world, we are evaluating the strategic acquisition to become a global vendor. We would make announcement at the appropriate time. The reason for acquisition to have access customer and global design quantitatively. We are looking to achieve 6,000 crore revenue, 3 to 4% PAT, and margin 25% ROCE. Now I would like to hand over to call to Darshan Chauhan, who our whole-time director, for his remarks. Hand over to you, Darshan.
Darshan, sir, you are not audible.
Hello.
Good
evening to all of you. Coming to the export vertical, India's exports in plain jewelry has witnessed a significant jump over the last 1 year of 62% to USD 6.7 billion in FY24 as compared to USD 4.2 billion in FY23. These developments could be attributed to expertise in jewelry manufacturing, cheap labor cost, and incentives provided by the government. Capitalizing on these benefits, we are looking to open sales office outside India, and the acquisitions we are targeting would be in this direction. Embracing our motto of making Bharat for the world, we expect revenues from export business to increase quite significantly as a percentage of total revenues over the years from the current contribution of low double digits to 30% by FY27. Furthermore, the company has strategically decided to enter a diamond-studded jewelry segment driven by the high demand for such products, particularly in the lightweight category, where we are market leaders and possess significant expertise. This demand has observed from our current customers as well as across the market participants, encouraging us to venture in this margin-accretive and growing segment. Increasing our export revenue share is of strategic importance to us. Our gross margins and return on capital would improve with a higher share of exports. Now I would like to hand over the call to Mr. Mahendra Chauhan, our whole-time director. Over to you, Mahendra.
Hello, everyone. Good evening to all. To seize the multiple opportunities as mentioned by Mr. Mangesh and Mr. Darshan across different business verticals, I would also like to mention about the key hirings done by the company in the recent quarter to help the company achieve its strategic goals and facilitate future growth. These key hirings include HR head, production head, product development manager, sales general manager. Along with the strengthening of senior management company is also actively evaluating candidates for chief financial officer. We are also creating an advisory board that will advise us on globally leading techniques in manufacturing, supply chain management, sales, marketing, and finance. We will update you on this addition as they occur. I head the manufacturing practice of our company. Looking ahead to financial year 25, our roadmap would be to increase capacity utilization at our new facility to 50% on an annualized basis, increase our investment in IT and automation. Our ERP system will become operational in the next few months. Implementing an ERP system is a complex task in a jewelry manufacturing company since the SKUs are 1,000. A strong ERP system will help us
Ladies and gentlemen, please stay with us. We seem to have lost the line for Mr. Mahendra Chauhan. We will reconnect with him. Ladies and gentlemen, we thank you for your patience. We have reconnected with Mr. Mahendra Chauhan. Over to you, sir.
Our ERP system will become operational in the next few months. Implementing an ERP system is a complex task in a jewelry manufacturing company in the SKUs are 1,000. A strong ERP system will help us to keep a strong check on multiple operational parameters, specifically inventory and receivable management, gold loss, and carrier productivity will be closely monitored. We are also speaking to image processing companies to automate our quality check and security standards. We would be rolling out an app shortly to seamlessly interact with our customers. The thought process is to provide a B2C purchase experience to our B2B customers. This would be the first in the industry. My personal focus is to digitize the entire manufacturing operational of Sky Gold. Now I would like to call Mr. Mangesh Chauhan to take to you through our Q4 and financial year 24 financial performance. Mangesh Chauhan.
Thank you, Mahendra Chauhan. Now I will discuss the Q4 financial performance. The consolidated revenues for the quarter stood up to Rs. 513.4 crores versus 269 crores in Q4 2023, thus registering a growth of 90.2% on a year-on-year basis. The gross margin was at 7.2%. The quarterly volatility in gross margins is due to product mix change. Structurally, we would like to reach 7-8% gross margins through product mix and exports. EBITDA margin would be maintained at 5.5 over the long term. Reduction in net interest cost would be a big driver for our PAT margin expansion. Currently, the inventory is funded through a working capital loan at 9-10% rate. Over the next couple of quarters, we would be moving to 80-90% gold metal loan at 3%. With a gold metal loan, there would be no hedging cost as well. On the interest income side, we have collateral of INR 70 crore in the form of HDFC Bank shares, etc. We would be liquidating the shares and converting the same to the fixed deposit. As a result, we would be receiving interest income. As a result of conversion from working capital loan to GML and liquidation of shares, our interest cost would more than drop by half or less than point of the sales. The above measures would help us to cross 3% PAT margins. On the balance sheet side, our inventory days increased due to the corporate orders, which were received close to the end of the quarter. On a normalized basis, our inventory days would remain lower than 35 days. Implementing ERP system would be great help. Over the next 2 years, we would like to lower the capital cycle to 45 days. Even the receivable days would reduce with more cash and carry business. With this, I would request to open the floor for the questions and answers. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to please use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Palash Kawale from Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity and congratulations on a very good set of results and acquisition, very good acquisition. So my first question is related to acquisition. So I would request you to spend some more time on product portfolio. How is it different from our own product portfolio? And how are the margins there?
Sure. So SkyGold, we are making casting jewelry products, which is 40% consumption of a store. So in Star Mangalsutra, it is a manufacturing company which is making Mangalsutra, which has a 15% requirement of the store. In sparkling chains, we make machine chains, which are made in the machines. Lesser karigara required, machineries are there, but 80% is made in machinery and linking and all are done by the karigas. So chains is also a product which is consuming in the jewelry store. It has a consumption of 25% of the store sales. So right now with this acquisition, we are in all the three products which are really running in the stores. So casting we are doing in SkyGold, Mangalsutra manufactures in the Star Mangalsutra, and chains, which ladies and gents, both teenage and kids, all over chains are wear by all the age person also, teenage also, and mid age also. So the chains are made in sparkling chains. So we with this acquisition, we'll be there with all the three top running products in the store with every corporate and other clients. So this will help us to drive our revenues and profits. Coming back to the profits, last year it was at 1.75 PAT or 2% approximate PAT. So we can move by 2-3 quarters, we can move them also to 2.5 to 3% PAT by reducing the interest cost and applying the ERP systems and all. So they, both the company has the potential to travel with Sky and grow up to, they both have the capacity to make 200 kgs in the daytime, and in night shift we can make 300 kg per month. So product-wise, how do you understand that we are in a, this are in the chains, this are in the Mangalsutra, and we are in the casting jewelry, necklaces, pendants, all this we have in the SkyGold.
Yeah. Sir, could you repeat the contribution for Mangalsutra and chains that you mentioned? Sorry, I missed the number.
Last year we have done both, has done a 370 crore. So this year we are expecting to do 600 to 700 crore, and next year we are expecting 1,000 crore from both the entities.
Okay. Sir, you mentioned that Mangalsutra contributes around 16% to the retailers to sales, right?
Yeah, 15% or 16%.
Yeah. And what is the contribution from chains?
Chains is 25% contribution.
Okay. Yeah, got it. Thank you, sir. Thank you for your detailed answer. So my next question is, what is the capacity utilization right now and what are we looking by the end of FY25 for Sky Gold as well as our acquired entities? So what can be the monthly volumes for?
Capacity of 750 kg per month. Last year we used 270 kgs per month. This year we have started using it 350 kg to 400 kg per month. So we have 750 kg per month, and in that both entity together, we last year were 50 kg per month. So they are at utilization of 30-35%. We can go up to 200 kgs per month in that entity in the day shift. And night shift we do 300. So Sky Gold is at about approximately 350 kg to 375 kg per month right now. And we have a capacity to go up to 750 kg. So we work together, we can go up to 950 kg per month.
Thank you so much for your answers. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Hope I have answered your questions here.
Yes. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vikrant Kashyap from Asian Market Securities. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Thank you for your detailed clarification on acquisitions. Sir, you very clearly mentioned that there is a strong tailwind coming from the domestic retail players who are expanding very rapidly in the next 3-5 years.
Sure.
In the context of increasing competition and gold price volatility, they have seen a sharp decrease in their margins. We are guiding that we will improve our margin going forward with the scale and increase in our, say, capacity utilization in domestic market. So do you see that going ahead, if these companies are opening up more and more retail stores and there is competition increasing, will it impact your margin to your clients in the store?
Mostly I would see this large corporate we are dealing with, they need quality and different products, expensive products which are not available with normal general stores. So they are not concentrating to lower our margin or the bargain to us. Other than that, they are interested to take the monopoly products or different type of products in which they can also make the margin and we can also make the margin. So we are trying to increase the margin by last quarter we also sold the different exclusive product, monopoly products, which is a variety we have made, which we can cope up with the margins. So they are also interested. So we are increasing margin with that. We have also started diamond-studded jewelry also in that margin will be created.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, competition is there. But if your products are different, quality is good, and branded corporates need this type of manufacturer who make different products, different variety, which stand alone from other normal local jewelers. So there will be a win-win situation for both margin for both customers and manufacturers. So we also like to take. So we are into that. We produce more and more different and monopoly products and supply them and create a margin. So competition is everywhere there, but it's all about the product you make.
So could you name a couple of products which are unique and where you see monopoly? Any of the designs that you can quantify?
Yeah, we have Kuwaiti jewelry, which is named as Kuwaiti Make in India. Different 18 karat rose gold jewelry, we are putting a margin in that. In 22 karat also, we have made Turkish jewelry, kit jewelry, which are different from the market. Custom bands which are not available in the market. Diamond jewelry also we introduced last quarter. So all this blended, we are making the margins from there. So in this is the name of the jewelry. In this, different patterns are there. Different work is there. Very difficult work, very difficult craftsmanship. Designers we have, very old and experienced designer. So this all blended creates the product.
Are these products manufactured in your Navi Mumbai facility?
Yeah, 100%.
100%. Okay, and on the second question is on exports. So you mentioned that you are willing to expand in the global market. We have seen success of Indian retailers who have tried their luck in the overseas market. With Indian diaspora, they have been successful. So are you targeting the same, or are you targeting that open market? So you will go into US as well, you will go into Europe as well.
We are right now supplying to Dubai, Singapore, Malaysia, East, these all countries, which have similar taste of India, but some concepts are different. So we are targeting corporates of there, like Dubai, Jewelry Jewelry, and many other corporates in Singapore, Malaysia, and Dubai. Like India, we are supplying to them also, and following our Indian customer also there, Malabar Gold, Kalyan Jewelers, Joy Lucas, these are all clients. They have taking for their Dubai, Singapore, Malaysia, and their corporates also taking. We are targeting US and Europe over a medium term. Near term, their Indian we have started doing the R&D for Europe and US market, where the corporates are there, Costco, Walmart. We have a source also to, but we are right now, for 2 quarters, we are planning to develop a product for US and US Europe market. So for 2 quarters, we are planning to develop, then we'll enter with this market. So their gross margins will be high. Europe and US, but it will take 2 quarters to develop that type of product. But Dubai, Singapore, Malaysia, already we are in the market, and we are targeting the corporate there also, who have 50 to 200 stores. We are basically in the mindset to be with corporates.
Correct, sir. Can I have follow-up on that? So you clearly mentioned that you are targeting Europe and US market, but what we understand from market players that their tastes and preferences are different from what we Indians or maybe in the Middle East have. So we will like we'll go for 18-22 carat gold with lesser studded jewelry. But these people will go for lower carat like 14-16 carat and higher studded jewelry. And you have recently entered into the studded business. So how you are going to cope up? Do you have their manufacturing strength bandwidth with you to manage that demand and grow ahead of the market?
Sure. So about that, I was telling that for 2 quarters, we have developing the team. We have hired an operations head, which have experience of 25 years of US and Europe markets. Recently, we have hired him for this project, and we are building a team. So we will work for 2 quarters on the product. So 22 carat is never, it will be saleable in US and Europe market, as you are correct. So we are working on 14 and 18 carat. 18 carat is like selling very good in India. So this operations head we have hired a team which knows the taste of the US from 20 to 25 years. They are in the market who knows the taste of the US and Europe market. So we have hired the team, operations head from the below team. They will work for 2 quarters on that product, and then we will launch with the products of 18 and 14 carat. So we are not in a hurry to capture the US and Europe market with a fast run. But for 2 quarters, we'll read the market. We are building the team. We'll see the products, see the observe the market, develop the product, and then we'll launch the product. So we are in the phase of acquiring the team and building the product.
Sure, sir. I have a couple of more questions regarding your business model, but I would like to take it offline. Just one question. So all of the jewelers has given a good guidance of sub 20% odd growth for next 2-3 years. Do you see that translating into our businesses? Or maybe since we are at a small base, we can grow and hire and multiply from there?
Yeah, we are a manufacturer B2B. Any corporate is going by 20% or 30%. We are with everybody. We are with Malabar Gold also, Kalyan, Sangamail Jewelry, all corporates. Out of the top 20 corporates, 15 corporates are we, sir. So definitely, that's why we are guiding 6,500 crore revenue. In 3 years. So we are with everybody, small corporates, mid corporate, and large corporate. Whichever who has 5 to 10 stores is a mid corporate. Whichever who has 2 to 5 stores is small corporate. So we are with everybody. So if out of 15 corporate, 1 or 2 corporates does not perform more than, does not perform, but some noise is coming. Mahendra bhai, your voice is coming. So I will come to the point. So definitely we will grow by 30% and more because we are with every corporate in India. We are in with majorly 1 or 2 corporate in Dubai and Singapore, Malaysia. So in India, the unorganized market is shifting to the organized. So 100% this market will grow and this retailer will grow. As you are seeing last from 1 or 2 years, they are growing very good. So we have a conversation with each and every corporate and they are telling that in this 5 years, much of the unorganized market, which is lying 65% now also, we turn to organized market, it will be down to 35% unorganized market. So this will help us to grow, both of us, the retailer and us also.
Okay, great, sir. Thank you very much. I have a couple of questions. I will connect with you often.
This you can connect anytime, sir. Anytime.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bharat Jianani from Money Control Pro. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. And,
sir, sorry to interrupt, but the line for you is not very clear. It sounds like you're in the distance.
Hello. Is it better now? Hello.
No, sir, not really. There is a disturbance on the line as well. Please.
Okay, I'll rejoin the queue.
Okay, all right. Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Harshit Sancheti from Renaissance Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Sir, who are our top 5 customers and can you break the revenue contribution made by each of them?
Yeah, our 65% business come from corporates. Our top customers are Malabar Gold, Kalyan Jewelers, Joe Lucas, Senko Gold, Thangamayil Jewelry, GRT Jewelry, Bhima Jewelry. These are our customers. 65% comes from the top 15 corporates.
Okay. And for Malabar specifically?
Yeah, pardon?
How much percentage Malabar contribute?
Percentage we cannot reveal, yes, for the secrecy. You are also from the jewelry industry, I hope. So you understand?
Okay, follow up on that. What are the steps being taken to reduce the dependency of top customers?
Dependency on? Can
you repeat the question? What are the steps being taken to reduce the dependency of these top customers?
We are not reducing this customer. We are expanding with the corporate and we are with large corporate. So for reducing the dependency, we are with mid corporate also, which are at 5 to 10 stores. Which are planning to become like Malabar and Kalyan in 5 years. So we have onboarded that also. And the 2 to 5 stores, which have 2 to 5 stores in chain store in South or somebody, which are at lower level, but they have a plan to become mid-corporate in 2 years. So we have diversified our sales in mid, small, and large corporates. So we are with everybody, and we are right now available in 2,000 to 3,000 stores in India and out of that. So our wallet share is increasing with each customer.
Okay, all my questions are answered. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Piyush Jain, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Please go ahead, sir. You are audible.
Yeah, this one thing, this transaction which we acquired at two companies, this is a related party transaction?
Can you question once again?
I'm asking the two entities we acquired, this Star and Mangalsutra.
Yeah.
Are these a related party acquisition?
Yes, this is related party transaction.
Okay, so we haven't given this margin detail of this entity. We have given some turnover detail like 200 crore and 170 crore, but we haven't given how much EBITDA margin, how much...
Piyush, sir, sorry to interrupt. The line for you is not very clear. You're sounding muffled. May I request you to please use your handset mode?
Yeah, now it's better?
It's slightly, sir. It's not really...
Can't hear you properly.
Yes, wait a minute. Yeah, now it's better?
A little better, sir. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So one thing, what is the EBITDA margin these two entities are making? Because we are giving some guidance that the margin will improve going forward because of this
EBITDA
integration.
Is 4.4% in the last year. So we will improve that. And PAT is about 2% of ROCs. And that.
Yeah. Okay. And previously we have discussed that we are trying to work with Tanishq. So any update on that?
Already we have done many rounds of meeting. Our products meetings is done, but we are waiting a confirmation call from them. So it's already we have last call already we told that we will be acquiring it soonly, but it's get delayed by 2-3 months. But we are hoping it that we will onboard them in a shorter time. But it's a that internal when the vendors open vendor window is open, then they will tell us. But we have done all the meetings and product meeting and with them. So let's hope we are tracking them. So, yet now we are not onboarded them.
Okay. And earlier we have given some guidance that we will move most of our borrowings to gold metal loan. So right now, what is progress has been achieved on this front, and how much is our borrowing in gold metal loan right now, and when we will be able to come at 100% level of gold metal loan?
From our debt, 5-6% has transferred to the 6-7% we have transferred to gold metal loan, which the KVB bank has given us. In 2 quarters, I think we will be 100% on GML because banks are taking the time to change the limits. We are already pushing up them for GML. Already one bank with major limit has already told us that in this week we will get about 70-80 crore GML loan. So I think this quarter we will be at already we are doing 7%. So 25% will be converted into GML this quarter. And I think 70-80% in second quarter. So we have applied to all the banks. This will help us to drop our interest costs in 2 quarters. So already we are using 7%. We have started using GM.
Okay. And sir, earlier we have given guidance of I think 5,000 crore revenue by FY26. Now I think we have upped the guidance on a higher side, around 6,300. We are saying, correct?
Yeah. So this acquisition.
Is this acquisition correct? So the growth which we are forecasting is largely basis what? Basis the new product categories, new customers, or what? Because we would be catering most of the customer barring few Tanishq or something. Otherwise, we are catering all the customers in the jewelry business. So whatever the growth number target we are thinking, it is purely basis the product. Change or new product introduction or something on what we are seeing of this?
It's not blended. It's about market growth is happening, market share gains and export. We are working on it. All the blended, it will come products. We are making new products that will help us to drive our market share. Already we have data that all the retailers' data, Mohit also told that unorganized market is shifting drastically to the organized market. That is helping us to give these projections because unorganized market is drastically shifting the organized market to our corporates. It's all about blended. Our products is also work. Market share, market growth is also working in it. Indian jewelry market is huge. We are just at 2,000 crore of revenue. So it's a huge market. Tanishq is already 8% of the revenue of the Indian organized market. So it's a huge opportunity. We are just at 2,000 crores. So our product is also working. Market share is shifting from another. It's not nice. Market is growing. So all will help us to drive. Government policies are good.
Okay. And two more questions last. First, to achieve this 6,300 crore revenue, do we need to raise further money going forward also? With respect to dilution, or we will be able to manage our working capital with internal accruals and all. And second, you said something, let's say 750 kg per month capacity you have, and then you are acquiring two units, which is also having around 200 kg. So right now we are doing a capacity utilization of 40%-50%. So want to know what is stopping us right now to come to optimum utilization level of let's say 75% or 80%. Why we cannot do that in 1 year, next 1 year or something?
At present, there is no need for external capital. We would take capital at the appropriate time that whenever board is comfortable and agree the plan and we'll plan that out. About that, to achieve the target, we have taken the capacity because it's a manufacturing capacity. You can not plan for 1 year. That 1 year we have taken this facility, next year we can do. So we have to plan for 3 to 4 years. The capacity has done for 3 years. Keeping in the mind. So we have decent capital reserves, customers are good. So we are gradually growing by working capital loans is good for next 2 years. So we have products, but we cannot achieve this 3 years target. We cannot fully utilize in 1 year this facility. It's a step-by-step process and making the new products, adding slowly adding the karigars, so designers we already have. This is a process of 3 years. We cannot step so drastically that we can take more capital and achieve the in 1 year. So we are in a good space, I think.
Is there any other entity related party which is still there, separately doing business or?
Nothing.
Thank you from my side. Thank you all the best.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Bharat Jainani from Money Control Pro. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah. Yeah, Bharat bhai.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Congratulations for a great set of numbers. So, sir, just two questions from my side. One is you gave a revenue target of about 6,500 crore. So that is by FY 2027, 2028, like, what is the timing for that?
2027. We have revised the target with this acquisition. Earlier our target was 5,000 crore for 2027, but this acquisition we have revised the target.
Oh, and so second question is related to this the new segment that you pointed out, like, right? Diamond studded jewelry, which you have entered into last year. But sir, wanted to understand, like, because have been able to build the business with the focus on the lightweight jewelry. So our products like, necklaces, pendants, now mangalsutra and chains, so that that typically is outsourced by the retail jewelry manufacturers which are there to manufacture like us. But diamond studded jewelry typically, what do you think, why will they outsource it to us? Because the other products that we mentioned, that are lightweight and, they are outsourcing we typically provide designs which they can sell fast. But what the USP of diamond studded jewelry is there which we give to them that, that manufacturing will come to us rather than they manufacturing? And because I think that's, a margin lucrative product. So instead of the jewelry manufacturer, outsourcing, he'll make it in-house and then sell it. So probably, what I was trying to ask is, where do you think is our USP in that segment?
Yeah, so I will answer this. Mostly this large corporate prefer to outsource diamond jewelry. 80% they are outsourcing because they get the creation from different 50 to 100 factories, different 50 mines come into a counter. So they largely believe that outsourcing is very good for us. We get a creation, we get a anonymous creation, future plans, we future what jewelry will work. This manufacturer work day in, day out for this. For 20, 25 years, I've been manufacturing, working for this, that what will work after 6 months, what will work after 2 years. So this large corporates every time are positive or look for outsourcing this diamond jewelry. Whatever margins they is running in the market or they give to us also. But I will come to the point why our jewelry, we'll sell this diamond jewelry because we have developed the same test as per gold jewelry. We have diamond created a lightweight carat diamond jewelry. So we have launched 0.2 carat to 0.5 carat rings and pendants and all. Our necklaces are range about 1 carat to 1.5 carat. So our diamond jewelry range is about 1 lakh to 2.5 lakhs range we are making. We are not making 5 lakhs, 10 lakhs jewelry or 15 lakhs jewelry. We are, before also we were not in that mindset. In diamond jewelry also we are in the same line. We are making a budgeted lightweight jewelry. We also know that taste and their buying trends. This is that we global market trends are bringing it to India. So in global market trend also we are bringing it to India. So we are into a lower inventory budget. We will keep in that space only. Large corporate every time sees new design, new creation, whichever will sell fast in the counter, they outsource from the manufacturer. So it's all about the designing creation you make and the budget inventory you make. So we are into a small, very initial stage of diamond jewelry, not much aggressive, very last quarterly we got some good sales. So we are slowly driving up that. That's the project, yeah.
Okay. So just one clarity, you mentioned like what price range you are making, 1 to 2 lakhs? Or like?
Diamond jewelries, are, all our diamond jewelries are ranging from approximately rings and earrings are about from 20,000 to 50,000, 60,000 range. Necklaces are about 50,000 to 1.5 lakhs. So maximum 2.5 lakhs.
Okay. And so just last question from my side. The margins for the console entity, you said what would be the fat margin guidance in the, over the next 3 years, and what would be the drivers for that?
For Sky Gold?
Yes, Sky Gold consoles, like including both the entities that we have.
Yeah, we are targeting 3% PAT margin to achieve. First target is to 3% PAT margins. And then we will go ahead with more than 3% also. 3 to 4% we are targeting. First to achieve 3% is our first target, which will help us by reducing the finance cost also. We are developing, we will be implementing ERP system, which will help us to track the inventory and help us to lower the gold loss. So on the field, we are working on it. To achieve first target is to achieve 3% PAT margins, but we are in 3 years we'll be ranging about 3 to 4%.
Okay, so thanks and all the best for us.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amit Agicha from HG Hawa and Company. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Congratulations for a very good set of numbers. My question was with respect to like, is the company also dealing in B2C segment?
No, we are never into B2C.
No. Is the company planning to come out with B2C in online?
Right now, we are not planning because we are seeing a very good scope in B2B only. We have acquired two entities. The ROC of B2B is better than B2C for now. So we are considering we have acquired two entities. So we want to, our target is to become the largest jewelry manufacturer of India. This is our mission. So for 2 years, we are not planning at least for anything.
Okay, the company is not thinking of retailing.
No. So B2B, we are considering that is our core and we want to be the largest manufacturer of India.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Raj Sangvi, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Congratulations on a very good set of numbers. Sir, so my question was regarding to the sudden rise in the prices of gold in the month of April. And also there has been general election as well. So have we experienced any slowdown in the first few months of this quarter because of that?
There were expectations. Slowdown was expected, but there was a good business because April, May, Akshay Tithi is lined up in the south and north. So Akshay Tithi is a very big opportunity. So it was a good quarter for us, I would say.
Okay, got it, sir. And my second question is with respect to our turnover. So we have guided for around 6,300 by FY27. So my question is, like how price increased in the month of April, suppose it increases further in the coming few years. So can our turnover even increase further because of that?
We have given a blended target.
Okay, considering that. So the target is considering that.
Yeah, yearly okay. 8 to 9% gold prices increases on average, the data says that. So we have calculated both the.
Perfect. Thank you. That's it.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may please press star and one on your touchtone phones. The next question is from the line of Piyush Jain, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, a couple of questions from my side. Sir, we have some investments in our books also, correct? Some 90-odd crore, which was a listed share, yeah. Sir, correct? I think, correct. So what is the planning for this? Do you want to cut this and reduce our borrowing or something, or we want to continue with the borrowing as well as the investments?
No. We are planning to replace this equities with FD with the banks. We have already applied to the banks that we want to replace this collateral with FD and we'll lay off the shares, we'll offload the shares. So we will replace this with FD. Then FD will give us good returns, 8 to 7% fixed returns to us. So these are the collateral with the banks against which we have taken the limits, borrowings. So in 3 months from here, we will be exchanging the agreement with FD and we'll sell out the shares. Yeah.
So for VML also we need to give LC?
Yeah, we have to give 30-40% collateral to the banks for the secured loan.
Okay.
Against that we get 3 times loan.
Okay. And then with respect to our capex, let's say whatever capex we need to do, so our work is more like a skill work where the karigar is important and not about the plant and machinery something. That's why because our capex and things like that size is lower as compared to our turnover. That the understanding is correct?
Yeah.
Because we need a space. We need space.
Yeah. Can I go ahead?
Yeah, sure.
So it's a mix of machine and handmade. It's a mix of machine made and added. Handmade, so in machine, jewelry is made. By hand, it is carving is done, polishing, finishing. So it's a 50-50% combination of hand and machines. So in gold, it's not like that steel industry or something, copper industry, that a capex is needed of 50 crore, 100 crore or 150 crore. So nominal capex is needed, and it's a blended of handmade and machine.
Okay. And so I just want to understand, whatever the way our pricing is, it is largely being the making charges that we make, that is our revenue. Because on a gold-wise, price-wise, whatever fluctuation happens in gold, that would be taken care by you hedge in the way the date at which you buy and the date at which you sell. So more or less, that has been adjusted. So whatever is your making charges, should whatever is your, let's say, gross margin, that should be our income. Is that understanding correct?
100%. That's gross margin is our income.
That's why we are able to make a high ROC.
Pardon?
That's why we are able to make high ROC.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amit Kumar. I'm sorry. The next question is from the line of Bharat Jinani from Money Control Pro. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity. Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me, sir?
Yeah, Bharat.
Yeah, sir. Congrats for the good set of numbers and a great vision. So, just wanted a question that initially we guided about 10,000 crores of revenue by 2030. So, can we say we will be able to achieve maybe 1 year before maybe 2029?
Yeah, 100%. With this acquisition, we are revising. But we have revised the target to 2027. We have given the outlook. So, it will be revised 100% with the acquisition.
No, sir. I'm talking about a 10,000 target, 10,000 revenue.
Yeah,
when will we be able to achieve, in which year we will be able to achieve 10,000 crore of revenue?
We have given the outlook of 2027. We'll definitely achieve before 1 or 2 years before only. But we'll send you the outlook till 2030 only. Also, we can send you the outlook. We can send you the PPT. So 100% with this acquisition, it will be achieved prior.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Bharat Jainani from Money Control Pro. Please go ahead.
ನೀವು ಮಾತನಾಡುತ್ತಿರುವ ವ್ಯಕ್ತಿಯು ನಿಮ್ಮ ಕರೆಯನ್ನು ಹೋಲ್ಡ್ ನಲ್ಲಿ ಇರಿಸಿದ್ದಾರೆ. ದಯವಿಟ್ಟು ಲೈನ್ ನಲ್ಲಿ ಇರಿ. ಆಪ್ ಜಿಸ್ ವ್ಯಕ್ತಿ ಸೇ ಬಾ.
ಹಲೋ.
ಯೆಸ್, ಸಾರಿ ಸರ್, ದ ಲೈನ್ ಫಾರ್ ದ ಕರೆಂಟ್ ಪಾರ್ಟಿಸಿಪೆಂಟ್ ಸೀಮ್ಸ್ ಟು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಡ್ರಾಪ್ಡ್. ಲೇಡೀಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಜೆಂಟಲ್ಮನ್, ಇನ್ ದಿ ಇಂಟ್ರೆಸ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಟೈಮ್, ದಟ್ ವುಡ್ ಬಿ ದ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ಕ್ವೆಶ್ಚನ್. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Mangesh Chauhan for closing remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you so much. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. I hope we have been able to answer all the queries. In case you require any further details, you may please contact us or Orient Capital, our investor relation partners. Thank you so much. Thank you, all of you, for supporting us. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Sky Gold Limited, that concludes this conference.
आपण ज्या व्यक्तीशी बोलत आहात त्यांनी आपला